Okay, somebody's dialing their phone.
What about that?
Would the infants please stand up?
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, point of information, Lawrence.
Hi, Sherry.
Yes.
This is Minu. How are you?
I have not gotten that motion.
I'm sorry,
so
you didn't get it? I'll forward it
no,
to you right now.
No, did she read it or something like that? Because I haven't gotten it.
I'm sending it to you right now. Go ahead, Janet, please motivate your motion.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Manajay, mute yourself. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. So the length of time that discussing the agendas during the meetings has gone on for long periods of time, partly because we have not received agendas until sometimes 5 minutes before a meeting, and it's kind of been maybe a day before, sometimes late at night. In any case, when it comes to the meetings, are just looking at the agenda, and it just takes time to start looking at it and then considering it and then discussing. So the idea is if we get the agendas 48 hours in advance, we can see what the agenda is going to look like and consider moving different agenda items and maybe discuss online was the wrong word. Consider moving agenda items online or propose moving agenda items online. I guess that would be more appropriate. And yes, and it's not, you don't have to. It would be voluntary.
Brian,
Carolyn, point of information, please.
What is your question, Carolyn?
Brian asked for a question first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you,
No,
Brian.
You didn't.
Please.
Spoke after me, but I will let him go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Carolyn. Go ahead, Brian.
Age before beauty and all that.
Stop it.
Janet, I'm just trying to understand what your intended consequence is if an agenda is not out 48 hours before the meeting. Does it cancel the meeting? Or
no.
Or does the meeting continue without an agenda?
No. Well, it just, I don't know, I haven't thought about that, but this would, I guess, require that the agenda be posted 48 hours, at least 48 hours before the meeting, and I don't know why that is not possible. Any kind of change or urgency of changing the agenda could...
You're proposing a rule. What's the consequence if the rule is broken?
Right.
Oh, well, maybe that it would the 20-minute limit would not apply.
Aha.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Okay. I'm gonna take.
Margie, this is George. It's time on this item.
The time on this item has expired.
I move to extend for 5 minutes.
I object.
Okay.
All right, so we need to vote on an extension. It'll take two-thirds to...
Point of order.
...the time. Lydia.
Yes, the warning in it, it's not an agenda until the board approves it, so it's a draft agenda.
The time has to be extended, Madam
okay,
Chair.
Okay, okay. Hold on a second. Carolyn, how long do you want to extend time for?
Oh, 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. Is there any objection?
Adriana's making a point of order.
I'm sorry, Adriana. What is your point of order?
Yes, Madam Chair, please. You see, we received the email. I have the motion in front of me. Doesn't have any truth. It doesn't even use the right wording because it's moving agenda. When we discuss just draft agenda, we are... 28 minutes to finish this meeting, and we have important business. This is a dilatory motion. Please, Chair, can you rule on this?
I don't agree that it's a dilatory motion. I'm not going to rule that. I am going to ask people to whether there's any objection to Carolyn's motion to extending this discussion for 5 minutes. No
objection.
Okay. All right. Someone objects.
It'll take 5 minutes to do the vote. let's just observe the stack and go.
Go. All right. So on the stack, we've
okay.
Heard.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead. No,
we have a stack. Wait a
Hold
second.
Hold on. I've got a stack. Hold on. Tony is next.
Oh, Carolyn is next. I asked to
No,
speak,
no,
and
Carolyn.
Brian, I let Brian
You're not
go
next.
Ahead of me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Carolyn was next.
Carolyn, I thought you had. I thought you were asking to be recognized to extend time. You were not.
Before that, Brian and I spoke at the same time, and he went first, and I was going to be next.
Point of order.
You heard
but
Brian
were you
first.
Asking to be on the stack? Because if
I was asking, I had a point of information.
You had a question. What is your question, Carolyn?
Yes, my question is to the parliamentarians in the group. My understanding is, under Robert's rules, that any group large enough to constitute a quorum may not meet outside of a regular meeting at which all of the members have been notified 7 days in advance. That it's illegal, actually, to have an online site or an in-person caucus off the regular registered properly noticed meeting.
Carolyn, I have no idea why this has anything to do with the discussion at hand.
Oh, it does indeed. Because
I have a point of order.
With all, excuse me, I'm still speaking.
Order of the day.
Carolyn, I do not understand what this has to do with the current discussion. What possible relevance is there?
Because if people are meeting offline to set an agenda or move things around, and they come large enough to constitute a quorum, it's a violation of Robert's rules.
No one is proposing that. I did not hear anyone propose that.
No, that would be the result.
Okay.
That would just be the result.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. I am going back to the stack before we run out of our 5 minutes, okay?
You had a point of order.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Who has a point of order?
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. You had an objection to the extension of time.
Oh, I apologize. I didn't hear that. Okay, so we need to vote on that. All right, so there's been an objection to the extension of time, so... we will have to take a vote. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I don't want to vote on the extension of time. I don't want it to take up our time doing that. But there apparently has been an objection. Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Adriana. Hold on a second. I heard
another minute or two, the objection would be moot.
I know that. I hear that. Okay.
Exactly.
Can you withdraw the objection?
Yes, I said. That's what I'm trying to say. My objection was that. But I take it back.
Okay, thank you very much, Adriana. I appreciate that. Okay, I hope George is able to keep track of our time here. I have a speaker's list. Serene.
Pardon me, so we have extended time for 5 minutes? Is that
five
correct?
5 minutes. We extended time
from
for
when?
5 minutes. Well, from like 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
But let's start now, okay?
Okay, we'll start.
Thank you.
I thought I was on the stack. Is this Brian's motion?
Yes, you are. You are next, Tony.
Point of order. This is Janet Coburn's amendment that we're talking about.
I'm sorry.
Point
You're
of
absolutely
order.
Right.
Point of order. Madam Chair.
No.
Point of order. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Please remind Ms. Coburn that she asks for a point of order and waits to be recognized.
Yes,
she does not just keep speaking.
I would admonish everyone to do that, please. Please ask for to be recognized and then wait until you're recognized before you speak. Okay. We are discussing Janet's amendment, which was just sent to you all, right? Everybody's got it in front of them, and Tony wants to speak. Go ahead, Tony.
No, I would speak against Janet's amendment because I think if the consequences are unforeseen because it can be used as an obstruction, as tactic, because Brian raised a good question, what would happen if it doesn't happen in 48 hours? So I think it's just it's an issue to convolute and cloud the issues even further if this is passed. But I would strongly recommend that every member of this meeting should limit this debate on the agenda to 20 minutes because we won't get anything accomplished. If you're serious about doing anything, and I'm speaking to the listeners out there, every PNB member should vote for this if they're sincere. If they want to obstruct, then they'll vote against it. If you're for it, you would vote for it, because we can't spend an entire night debating an agenda. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair?
Madam Chair, do we speak to this?
Hold on a second. I have a speaker's list. Okay.
I have a motion.
Can I be on
the
time limit? We have a time limit. We have a time limit. We have a speaker's list.
Janet C., please, on the list.
Madam Chair, I have a motion. I have a motion to table this to the Governance Committee.
You got to get on the stack to get the floor, buddy.
Yep. I'll put you on the stack, Lawrence. And if we get to you, you'll get to make that motion. Okay. Kim. Kim?
What?
You asked to be on the speaker's list.
No, I don't think I did.
What?
Okay, next.
Never mind. Okay. Serene.
I move to table.
Okay. All right. So someone will need to remind me. I believe a motion to table is not debatable. Is that correct?
It does need a second.
It does need a second. Is there a second?
Adriana just seconded.
Thank you very much. Okay. So it's been moved and moved and seconded to table. Are there any objections to tabling this motion?
This is Brian. I object.
Okay. So we'll take a vote. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
May I ask the member what his objection is?
Why did we just spend 25 minutes debating this if we're going to table it at the end?
Point of order.
What is your point of order, George?
Not discussable.
Oh, thank you very much. I forgot. Okay. Forget it.
But point of information. Is this just for Janet's amendment?
Amendment, yeah. We're tabling Janet's amendment, yeah.
Thank you.
No, you can't do that.
What do you mean we can't do that?
Okay. The amendment attaches to the motion.
You can't table
the amendment and then vote on the motion.
Okay, you have to table.
Madam Chair?
Serene.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Serene.
Not attached
I'd like to withdraw. Who's speaking?
Serene.
I would like to withdraw my motion to table.
Okay. All right.
Just vote on the amendment and then the motion.
So,
point of order.
Where are we on time?
We are actually out of time.
Okay. So now we'll vote on the amendment. All right.
Point of order.
Yes.
Serene can't withdraw it. It was made and seconded. It's a property of the body. Mm-hmm. Unless there's unanimous consent, she can't withdraw it.
Oh, true. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. So does anyone object to Serene withdrawing her motion to table? Thank you. So now we're going to vote on the amendment, and then we'll vote on the motion. So will the secretary please take the roll?
Janice Lane Ewart? Brian Edward Steeter?
No. Sorry. This is the amendment we're voting
Janet
on, correct?
Amendment, yes. Mm-hmm.
Let me pass.
Okay.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
I need everything reread. I don't know what we're voting on.
We're voting on the Cobran amendment to demand that, to request, what is it, 48 hours in advance and to request
that is not debate. That is not the motion.
Just read it
Ms. Colburn, don't do that.
Okay I can read it from the it says amendment that the meeting agendas be posted to the PNB at least 48 hours in advance of the meetings, and moving agenda items be discussed online before the meetings. Okay, that's the motion.
Okay.
Let's go back to the roll call, please, Madam Secretary.
Okay. So should we start at the beginning?
No, I don't think so. Brian Taft.
No.
Janet Colburn?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta? Can't hear you. Okay, thank you. Lydia Brazón?
No.
Kim Colburn? Kim? Lawrence Reyes?
No.
This is Kim. I abstain.
Thank you. Adriana Casanez?
No.
Hank Lamb?
No, until it's refined.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
K.
calendared.
Yes, unless it's illegal.
Janet Coleman.
Yes, very good. Congenial motion for people to talk to each other.
Can we not do this? This is wasting time.
No, I just going to say you scream at me, Doreen. Because I love to hear you berate
Janet,
people.
Janet, please stop.
Everyone
Doreen,
does
stop.
On the line. The whole world loves hearing you berate.
Janet. I'm going to ask people to just vote and not make speeches.
Fine.
It really is
like
inappropriate.
Like autocratic stuff to cease, though.
Please
okay,
fast.
Really offensive.
Janet, tell us about it later. Go
okay.
ahead. Please.
Make that a point of personal privilege.
Please take the vote, Serena.
There's lots of privilege on this call. Manijay Sabah.
Yes.
Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
No.
Is that King? Tony Norman?
Tony Norman, no.
Jim, I didn't hear you. Are you there?
No.
Okay, thank you. Brian Edwards Steger, do you pass?
I'll abstain.
Did I call myself?
No.
I voted no. I am voting no. Thank you. One moment, please. We have 610-2. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
No. So the motion fails, is that right?
Okay. The amendment failed.
The amendment failed. Now we have to vote on the main motion.
Janet Lane Ewan? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Would someone read the motion, please?
It's the motion that limits debate on an agenda to 20 minutes. Go ahead.
Point of information, we haven't
You don't get a point of – we are out
Tim,
of time.
We are out of time.
We haven't had any discussion on motion. Is that correct?
That's right. We
are
voting.
We absolutely did.
We have discussion on the amendment. Kim, be quiet.
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege.
I don't – wait a minute. I'm going to deal with Kim first. Kim, we had a discussion. We are now voting on the motion.
No, we had a discussion on the amendment.
We are out of time. The rules are that when we...
We had a discussion on the amendment.
Kim, I didn't recognize you. Madam Secretary,
yes, you did recognize
call the roll. Please,
Madam Chair, I'd like to ask
Kim Kaufman's name be entered into the minutes for repeated disruption of the meeting.
I second the motion. Benito, I second the motion.
Point of personal privilege.
Hold it. Hold on a second. You know what personal privilege is? Personal privilege is it's too hot in the room, close the window, stuff like that. So, you know, it's not – I don't want people to think –
This is Kim, and I have a point of personal privilege.
I don't think that people get to debate under a point of personal privilege.
I am not debating.
I am asking I'm sorry, my brain just went dead. Brian. No, I'm going to ask Brian – what he just said and what it means and how we deal.
No, Madam Chair, I had a point of personal privilege before Brian.
Excuse me, Carolyn Burden. I did not recognize you. Brian, what did you just...
I'm asking it again.
Hold on, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Kim,
Brian.
Debate has ended. Kim has spoken four times in a row out of turn without being recognized, and the only way that Roberts gives to remedy that action is to start by naming the offender in the minute so that the board can take corrective action later on.
Okay, hold on a second. So what you did was you requested that be noted in the minutes. Is that what you said?
Correction. Point of order.
I am asking Brian a question. You be quiet. Brian.
Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
You have to take a vote on it.
It's not something you take a vote on, right?
Wait a minute. Okay.
Hold on, Kim. I didn't recognize you. I'm asking Brian a question.
I think if someone objects, you vote on entering it into the minutes.
Okay, and is it...
The offender.
Is it something we discuss? Hold on. Is it something we discuss? Hold on.
Point of order, please cite Robert's rules.
Hold on.
Point of order.
I'm asking that. I want both of you to be quiet. I'm Okay,
page 646, naming an offender, starting on line 16. In cases of obstinate or grave breach of order by a member, the chair can, after repeated warnings, name the offender, which amounts to preferring charges and should be resorted to only in extreme circumstances, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The direction by the chair and the words taken down pursuant to it are entered in the minutes only if the chair finds it necessary to name the offender. The chair has no authority to impose a penalty. The assembly has that power.
Oh, my.
It doesn't seem to...
Oh, my, my.
So the recording in the minutes is made based on the chair's declaration, not in the vote, but any discipline is pursuant to a vote.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Point of order.
Hold on. I am going to say that I am going to name Kim in the minutes as continually speaking out of order and not waiting to be recognized before she speaks. That's my privilege as the chair. I am doing it. Thank you very much. What is your
Kim, I would like a point of personal privilege.
Hold on a second. I'm going to ask Carolyn what her point of personal privilege was, because that was a long time ago.
I was first, Margie.
I'm sorry. Point of order?
Yes.
We're out of time for the item. Why are we taking points of personal privilege when we have a motion on the floor?
Yes.
Good point. Okay.
They come first.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, they do.
First of all, I am going to ask somebody to extend the open session, the time for the open session.
Yeah, I was just going to do that, Margie.
Thank you. So that we can hear the reports that are before us. Go ahead, Lydia. Make a motion.
I would like to move to extend the open session for 20 minutes.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Second, Benito.
Are there any objections to extending open session? Hearing none, that's so ordered.
This is Kim. I would still like my point of personal privilege. I will keep it brief.
Thank you, Kim. Go right ahead.
And Carolyn, I am on the fact, Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
I erased the point of order.
I'm going to take the points of personal privilege because I don't see how I cannot.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay. So the chair has been challenged. There are individuals who don't think I should listen to the points of personal privilege. My brain just went dead. We have to vote on this, right? So this is a challenge.
I'll withdraw in the interest of time, but
thank you.
You know, I want a point of personal privilege when they're done.
Okay. Please go ahead. Kim, what is your point of personal privilege?
When the audio is up, I will go through and see how many times you said, Kim, I will not recognize your point of order or point of information.
That's fine.
Through tonight,
Kim, do whatever you want. I'll be very happy to see that. Okay.
Point of order, please.
What is your point of order, Carolyn?
The ruling is misapplied, I believe, because the chair did not formally ask the member to be quiet until before offering to put her name in the records.
I asked the member to be quiet repeatedly on many different occasions.
My second point of personal privilege is the chair's tone. I would appreciate it if the chair not only did not yell at me, but did not allow the secretary to berate members as if they were children. It is really offensive. And I'd appreciate it if you could keep her in check and please
Thank
be a little bit more careful
Thank
about the
respect
with which you deal with the members. Thank you.
Madam
Chair?
No more points of order. Please don't
do
that.
I do have a point of personal privilege,
We have a point of personal privilege, and then we have to finish a vote. Am I not? Is that not right? We were starting the vote. Okay.
This is Kim.
No, Kim, I'm not recognizing you. I am not recognizing you.
I have a point of order.
I'm not recognizing you.
I have a point of order.
I believe that we are ready to move to a vote.
Order trumps that.
I have a point of order.
I don't.
During votes, all points of order to be held in abeyance.
All points of order are to be held in abeyance while we are in the middle of a vote. Okay? So now we're going to vote.
Not in the middle of the vote.
We are in the middle of the vote. I had called the vote when people started yelling. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. So, Serene, this is the vote on Brian's motion. It takes a two-thirds vote to pass. Go ahead.
Janice Lane Ewart. Brian Edwards Teagart.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Colvin?
Abstain.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Okay, what are we voting on?
Brian's motion to limit the 8 agenda
setting motion.
Can I hear? See, there she goes again.
I
hear, Madam Chair.
No. Doreen, would you please inform the member what we're voting on?
It is the 20-minute agenda setting motion.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman, what's your vote?
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castanez.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel. Can't hear you, Richard. Pound 1. Carolyn Burton.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Carolyn Burton is voting no. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard no before. Richard, are you trying to speak?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Serene votes yes. Manijay? Manager Sabah, excuse me.
Abstain.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Lizette, did you come on, Lizette King? Tony Nolan.
Yes.
Who passed? George, I didn't hear you, George. I don't know whether you passed or just simply didn't hear you.
Yes.
Can't hear you now.
Actually, I vote yes.
Thank you. One moment. I'm getting 12-4-3. I'm sorry. Yes, 12-4-2. Adriana, can you tell me what you have?
I got 12-4-2.
Okay, Madam Chair, the vote is 12-4-2. Do you wish to vote?
Yes, I do. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. 13-4-2.
Point of order.
Please let's move.
Well,
let's move.
Point
please.
Of information.
Announce the vote first.
The vote is over. The motion.
I would like to hear the votes again because there's a miscount.
Can
we just read them back, please?
Oh, please. Okay.
She can go to KPFT.
Serene, can you read the votes back, please?
Voting yes, Brian Edward Stegert, Jose Luis Fuentes, Rodrigo Agueta, Lydia Brazan, Lawrence Reyes, Adriana Castanave, Hank Lamb, George Ryder, Serene Roberts, Jim Brown, Benito Diaz, Tony Norman, Margie Wilkinson. Voting no, Kim Kaufman, Richard Uzel, Carolyn Burton, Janet Coleman. Abstaining, Janet Coburn, Manager Sabah.
Thank you. Okay. So now we're going to move on with our agenda. And
what was the vote? I didn't get the final vote.
Oh,
what
okay.
13-4-2.
13-4-2.
No, certainly is 2/3.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So now we're going to continue with the agenda. The next item on the agenda is the chair's report, and I am actually going to forego that. I have a couple of things that I'll report in executive session, and I will send out a written report very shortly. But right now, I'm going to ask that we hear the report first from the interim executive director and then from the CFO.
Janet Kay, point of order.
What is your point of order, Janet?
I thought that the minutes approval.
Oh, you're absolutely right. There is minutes approval right in there. Okay. We are.
And I have a point of information about that.
Hold on a second.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Secretary.
Okay. I thought I understood Lydia to have extended for hearing the management report. And I believe we are about 7 minutes into
our
20 minutes. Yeah.
Promotion just said 20 minutes.
Yeah.
No, discussion?
No. It said 20 minutes.
Well, hold on a second. Lydia, what was your motion?
20 minutes.
Thank you. Okay.
But I happily make another motion if necessary.
No.
Okay. Hold on.
Point of order.
Don't speak unless you were recognized. Serene, what is your point of order?
Thanks. The discussion immediately before she made the motion was on time to hear the management report.
No.
I think what I heard was, you know, we need to do the management report. I'm going to ask someone to extend so that we can hear, extend the open session. She then extended it for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Let me clarify. That was my intent. Was to hear the management report. I'd forgotten about the minutes, but minutes are really important. But if we're going to have a continuation meeting, as long as we can deal with it, then I'm fine. But, yeah, the purpose was management report.
Janet Kay.
Okay, I really. The next item on the agenda is minutes, approval of the minutes of February 10. What minutes is it?
To the 10th.
Yeah, February 7, 10 minutes, which were sent out. So that's the next item on the agenda, unless someone wants to do something.
Serene to the stack.
Go ahead,
for
Serene.
The floor.
Janet Kay, I had asked.
I'm sorry.
I have a point of information.
What is your question, Janet?
So these are the first open session meeting minutes that we are considering, and I do not know what happens to them. Are they posted somewhere, or does the public see them?
Yes,
they're
posted at they're supposed to be posted at KPTF, whatever that place is.
Once approved.
Okay.
Once approved.
All right. So I submitted corrections online yesterday, and I move that regardless of the approval of the minutes or not, that those corrections be posted as well.
Well, here's my suggestion.
Point of order.
I have a suggestion. Hold on. My suggestion is that someone make a motion that we table these minutes to the next meeting.
I'm trying to
postpone to the next meeting.
I'm trying to get the floor.
I'm sorry.
Which is why I don't understand the multiple points of order that have just become a motion.
Go ahead.
Or the points of information that became motions.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay.
I moved to table the minutes, and I would like to ask whether I can at this point move that we also, immediately after the chairs, the management reports, rather, that we adjourn this meeting for 2 weeks, whatever that date happens to be.
Okay. We'll bring that up after we hear the reports, okay? Okay.
Well, but here's my concern. Then we need to extend this now. We have 10 minutes left and 2 reports.
Got it. Okay.
I would move to extend for 15 minutes.
All right. So that's would
be order.
10 minutes after.
Point of order.
Yes, George.
Need a second on the motion to table. It has to be disposed of first, and then you can move on the question of extending time.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so
point of order, Janet Kay.
What is your point of order, Janet?
Just that there have been several times where people have spoken out without being recognized, Serene and Lydia and others. Please, everybody needs to follow the recognition of the chair and not just call out.
And I think what people should do is say their names. I apologize if I don't hear you. Sometimes many people are speaking at once. But let's deal. I can't make the motion to table, but if someone would like to make that motion.
I did make the motion. I'm sorry. Benito seconded.
Okay. And Benito seconded. In that case, there's no debate, so we will are there any objections to tabling the discussion of the minutes? Hearing none, so ordered. Then, Doreen, you made a motion to extend time. Is that correct?
15 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second to Doreen's motion?
Benito.
Are there any objections to extending time that would take us till 10 minutes after the hour?
I'm sorry. Point of information?
Yes. What is your question, Adriana?
Yes. The extend is to hear the reports.
The time to extend is to hear the reports, yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
That would take us to the top of the hour.
No. We still have a few minutes left.
Oh, yes, this is George. Please recognize me.
Go ahead, George.
We extended time for 20 minutes at half past, which puts us at 10 minutes to. And we've extended time for 15 minutes, so it puts us at 5 minutes after.
Very good. Okay, thank you. All right. Any objections to this plan? All right.
Janet Kay, point of information.
What is your question, Janet?
The agenda has the chair's report first and then the management report.
Of that madness, I said that I'm going to forego my report. I will send you a written report in a couple of days.
And
I have a couple of things to share in executive session. I would like now to call on the IED and ask him to report.
Excuse me, point of information.
What is your question, Carolyn?
Thank you for recognizing me. Can the IED...
Somebody's rattling. Stop rattling. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What?
Can these reports be posted and we can forego the... all reports altogether and move
the
on.
IED's report was mailed to you. The IED's report was mailed to you earlier today. I apologize for not getting it out sooner, but it should be in your inbox.
And your report will be coming.
My report's coming. I haven't written it yet. I sent you a report. I sent you a report last week. Thank you.
But I'm concerned about the listeners. Where will these reports be published? So that the listeners can access.
They become attached to the minutes of the reports. Become attached to the minutes of the meeting at which they were given. Okay. All right, Bernard. Thank you for your patience.
Sorry, I dozed off. I dozed off a little bit, but I'm back now. Through the chair, I appreciate the opportunity to share with you. As Margie said, I provided a report earlier today. We all know there are difficult situations that we're dealing with, and the financial situation is the key. Raul, I hope will join us if he's not. Raul, are you here?
I am here.
Okay, well, we'll come to you next. I just wanted to let everybody know that we are working through a very, very difficult situation at National Office. We are now, myself particularly, and hopefully after tomorrow and after our mediation session, Raul will be back in the National Office. We are back in the National Office. We have the cooperation of the staff here to a large degree, and we are working through the issues that are facing us. I think the best way I can put it to you is that we have a serious mess here, and that I'm working through trying to figure out the way to the bottom of that mess. But in doing so, we need to keep the business running on a day-to-day basis, and that's my prime objective right now. So we will work through that, and I'll get Raul to give us whatever perspective he can give us on what he has access to, and again, we are working through those issues. So we have a situation with Raul that we are dealing with. We're going to be beginning to deal with tomorrow with a mediation session, and so we are very hopeful that will lead us to a position where we can be operating as an office that is at its optimal operational perspective. Our fund drives continue to kind of disappoint us at the moment, and there is a bunch of reasons for that. Some of it is to do with the fact that I think that we have, in my experience, particularly in Los Angeles, and I see it here in Berkeley as well, but I think we are cultivating an audience that joins us for fund drives where they can get whatever fix they need to get fixed through that process, but I don't know that they are people who fully embrace the Pacifica mission, and that's one of the biggest challenges I think we face. BAI in New York, we have an issue obviously. We are managing to pay off the rent on the transmitter, so that's cool. We are working through that. PFW, we are working through the issues at PFW, and we will try and keep on an even keel there. Texas continues to operate as well as Texas has always operated, and we have a very stable management and staff team there. And we, in, on the West Coast, KPFK and KPFA have been operating with one manager between two stations, which, to my way of thinking, has not worked as well as I think we might have thought it would have worked in the past, and I need to address that situation relatively quickly. But the two West Coast stations are still performing relatively well, and we will continue to move forward on that and try and make things happen and pay the bills. What I've been doing in the last few weeks particularly is just making contact with people that we owe a lot of money to who are threatening to shut us down. And in particular, some of those people are people who deal with our real issues with respect to the CPB and the FCC. And when those people start to say to us, if you don't give us some money, we're not going to work for you anymore, then I am obviously clearly exercised by that. But the discussions I've had so far have been relatively fruitful, and we will, I think, everybody is open to suggestion and everybody understands the situation that we are operating from. And I think if we continue to move down that line and keep the communication lines open, then I think we will manage to keep the organization running as well as it, you know, as well as we can possibly do it, given the constraints that we're operating under. I want to bring Raul with the financial situation into the discussion very soon, but I would be very open to questions before that.
Benito.
Okay, excuse me, hold on everybody. I just want to say a couple of things. I think what we should do is take questions. I would admonish people that we are on the stream and that we should not be discussing any issues that deal with personnel questions, okay? So no personnel questions should be talked about here. We can talk about those in executive session when we get there. And I would ask that... I would ask that people ask their questions, that you limit yourself to a brief question. We'll take several questions and then ask Bernard to respond to them in a group rather than piecemeal. Hopefully we won't run out of time before we get to hear from Raul. So I heard Benito and...
Lawrence.
Adriana.
Kim to the stack.
Adriana.
Richard to the stack.
Okay, Adriana.
Hank to the stack.
Hold on. Benito.
Did you get me, Margie? This is Lawrence. I was second.
Okay, Lawrence.
Lawrence was second. Adriana was third.
Okay, and then Kim and then Hank. Have I got everybody?
No,
Richard
and Hank. Serena
was there before.
Richard?
Kim.
And Jim Brown.
And Jim Brown. Okay.
Did you hear me, Margie?
I'm sorry, Serene. Yes, what?
Did you hear me trying to put myself on the stack?
No. So we're okay. All right. Did you speak earlier, Serene? I'm sorry.
I did, but it's fine.
Okay. So I have Benito, Lawrence, Adriana, Kim, Hank, Richard, Jim, and Serene. All right. Well, let's see what we can do with this. Okay.
Margie Richards is before me.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Benito.
All right, so I heard a comment, which I didn't hear the entire comment, so I just want you to explain. You said something about, Bernard, you said something about some people not being, have not bought into the Pacific Mission or something like that.
Okay, so just hang
just
on.
Just to explain that.
Just take a note. And then I'm going to call on you in a few minutes to respond to a bunch of questions at once, okay? So if you could just take a note for that. And the next person with a question is
Yeah, can I just say
Lawrence.
I'm not sure I understand the question, first of all, Maggie.
Oh, you were talking, I think he's referring to the part of your report where you talked about people who tune in for the fund drives but don't necessarily buy into the
I've got that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. The next person is Lawrence.
So two questions real quick. The first one is in regards to the affiliates. There were at some point were seeking foundation funding, and I was wondering if you were abreast to that. And this, the second question is in regards to the Pacifica Radio Archives.
Yep.
And you were saying that there's a project that they're struggling to produce. And then a correction on page 3, last paragraph, you have the second quarter report from the National Historic Publications Records Commission was completed and submitted on April 30th, 2104. Although I like to live to 2104, but I don't think that's what you meant, right?
Okay.
Well spotted. Well spotted.
Okay. Adriana.
Thank you.
Adriana, you're up.
Yes. Yes. First of all, thank you for being patient and wait for us. But I want to know if you have all the financial records and information that you need and the and how far or how close is the situation with external audit. Do you have a handle on that? Do you have any information on that? Are we, how far are we? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next is Kim.
How much under budget was KPFK's fund drive?
Okay.
I understand it was almost half.
Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
Richard. Richard, it's your chance to ask a question.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you, Bernard. You said something about mediation. Who is that between? Thank you.
Okay, I think
that's personnel.
I think that's a question we should take up in executive session. Okay.
Agreed.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
It is personnel then. Okay.
Yes.
That
yes.
answers my question.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Okay. Jim.
Yes. I don't know if this should be taken up in the next session or not, but it's concerning CPB and how is that affecting our stations right now.
Mm. Okay. So I'll leave that up to Bernard's judgment, what he wants to do about that. Okay, and the last person is Serene.
No.
Okay, thanks. I have... How are you?
Oh, did I skip someone?
Yeah, Hank.
Hank.
I was after Richard.
He was after Richard.
That Hank guy. Okay.
Go ahead,
Hank. Go ahead, Hank.
Okay, I want to know what's being done at the national level to think about raising funds, since obviously our fund drives at the local stations are falling short repeatedly for years now.
Thank you, Hank.
And then
Serene.
Okay, thank you for being on the call. My question is about KPFT's transmitter issue. I'd like to know where we stand in terms of license renewal, that what is needed to ensure that they can at least continue to reach the places they've been reaching. Thanks.
Okay. So that's it, Bernard. So
okay.
Hit it.
All right. Yeah, let's work through it. And thanks for the opportunity to have the conversation with you all. I probably will go around and about the houses on this, but Kim Coffin will attest to this. A year or so back, I bought a book on Amazon that cost me 94 cents, and it was called What Not-for-Profit Board Members Need to Know About Raising Funds. And Kim was one of the people who actually volunteered to read it. What it says is that, you know, you got to do that, and mostly you kind of don't. And so that's one of the things that I wanted to lay out in front of you. The financials are not—they're not happy. They're not happy at all. And so we work through the audit process, and we try and figure out where we can pay bills and where we can't pay bills. And when we can pay them, we pay them. As I said in my report today, I am dealing with people on an individual basis to say this is where we're at. They understand us. You know, they don't want us to be bankrupt. Nobody wants us to be bankrupt. So what we're dealing with is dealing with people on a one-to-one basis, on a company-to-company basis, and trying to figure this out. I've found in the time that I've been involved with this organization for the last three or almost, 3.5 years, When you say business unit, people put their hands up and make the cross sign against you, and they want to, you know, burn you at the stake. But the fact of the matter is that we need to operate this organization like business units, and we need the business units to support themselves. Our East Coast stations are not supporting themselves. We have been supporting them from the West Coast for some time, and I know that in the past that's been the opposite, and I know, you know, I understand that. But the fact of the matter is that we need to get some money in from those parts of the business units to make sure that things continue to operate. With KPFK, I think Kim asked the question, in the budget, I think I put last year when I put the budget together, I think I put $1 million target on this current fund drive, and that may have been reduced to a $900,000 target. The interim general manager, off his own bat, reduced that to a $700,000 target, and beyond me, I'm not sure of why that's going on, but he and I are in discussion about that as we go forward, and so we need to figure out what we're going to do about that. If we have a $700,000 target, it doesn't meet with our budget expectations going forward. So I need to talk to him more seriously
about
that.
I asked for the total.
Kim.
I'm sorry. I asked for the total.
Kim, I didn't recognize you. Don't do this. Let Bernard finish. Go ahead,
Bernard. But he didn't answer my question.
Kim,
my question
that doesn't
was,
give you the right to talk out of turn. Stop talking, Kim Kaufman. Go ahead, Bernard, please. I'm sorry for the interruption.
So we are edging towards the targets that that particular general manager put in place. He and I need to have some serious discussions about what we need to do about that going forward, as I do with all of the managers of all of the business units. And I think that, you know, there is no doubt. There's no sugarcoating. There's no nice way to put this. We need to cut costs across the board because the fundraising model we have right now is not as successful as it used to be, and so we need to find out some other ways to figure all of that stuff out. And I don't, and you know, I mean, look, I'll tell you people as a board, as I said in the report, that that you know, Summer put in place one general manager for two stations. That clearly has not worked. It worked. We have had an injection here at Berkeley, and that came after the court case resolution last week, and to a small degree it happened in LA as well. But we need to, I think, have dedicated managers in all of our stations, and we can't have one person. We cannot expect one person to manage two stations the way that Richard has been expected to do that. And I think that, you know, Richard needs to be recognized for the hard work that he's done. But it's not a doable thing in the long term. And we had a meeting yesterday afternoon here in Berkeley with the three candidates for the KPFA job, who are, to a person, so totally impressive and amazing. And so, you know, we'll make a decision on where we go with that. But going forward for KPFA and KPFK, that's something that I need to deal with in the short term. So, you know, Kim, you can say whatever you want. You can write me whatever you want. You and I have a long background, and you can, you know, you can say whatever you like. But the facts remain that we need to work through the issues that we have. In terms of, I'm sorry, I think I had Hank. Hank came back with a question. What was your question, Hank?
Fundraising.
What's being done at the national level regarding fundraising? Because, as you said, the model we're using does not work and has not for several years now. That's why.
I think what we need to do is address this on a. It's not a holistic level as such, but it's a horses for courses thing. You know, I mean, I've got issues now where all of the stuff that we're operating on a Microsoft level are not going to be supported at the end of this year. So, you know, there are organizations that will fund the upgrade of various the operating systems that can be reviewed with not-for-profit organizations. And so we need to deal with that. But, I've got you people here now, and I'm going to use this opportunity to say to you, we need to opportunize our underwriting situation, because I know that Pacifica has not done this before, but I think that we need to think about what we're going to do in terms of getting some money from sources other than what we've been had, what we've been trying to, you know, drive in the past. And we cannot keep going back to this well. You know, everybody knows that. You know that. I know that. We all know that.
Okay. Was that everybody?
Benito.
Lawrence, regards to the affiliates.
Yeah. Okay. So you have those. Bernard. You, Lawrence asked you about the affiliates, and I forgot what Benito's question was. What was your?
I have the notes of the question.
Adriana.
Hold on a second.
Adriana, about the audit.
Oh yeah, about the audit. Okay.
The audit situation, Raul is in a better position to answer that than I am. The affiliates, I think we are in a position with the affiliates to really move forward on that, but we need to identify how we do it. And some of them are very, very, very small operations who don't have much money. But in the report, I said to you that we have the potential to realize some real gains there, and I think Ursula is the right person to do it.
Okay, Benito.
Benito, please.
What was your question, Benito?
I didn't hear the entire comment the first time. You know, something about some folks are not in line with the Pacific Commission, and I didn't hear the context or the specific people.
Look, Benito, there's my way of looking at the Pacific Commission, and there's your way of looking at the Pacific Commission, but I think that what has happened to the stations over the years, and not all of the stations, but some of the stations, is that we've moved ourselves into a culture where we have gravitated towards a certain group of people who want to have, and, you know, I say this from the perspective of the KPFK manager for 3 years, the get rich quick, the, you know, live forever LA lifestyle, and I don't think that fully meets with our mission, and I've been uncomfortable with it. I haven't done a lot about it, but I've been uncomfortable with it, and in the meantime, it's generated revenue for us in Los Angeles, I've had LSB meetings where people have criticized me for having programming on that talks about stuff that they're uncomfortable with, and it's not an easy answer, but I think that if we can refocus on what we do as Pacifica, you know, from the mission, from the beginning, the alternative path to truth or whatever on the air, and not focus so much on this heavily premium-driven fund drive,
Madam Chair, the
way that we've operated in the past, I'd like to get away from that.
Hold on.
Point of order.
What is your point of order, Serena?
I need to extend by 15 minutes.
Okay.
But until second the motion.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending by 15 minutes?
No.
Okay. All right.
Can you put me on the stack, Margie?
Okay.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
And Bernie on the stack too, please.
Hold on a second. So we have to. Excuse me. We have to decide what we're going to do here. I was going to suggest that if there are board members who have additional questions for Bernard, that they send them to him by email. You can send them to all of us. We can share it. But I really think we need to give Raul an opportunity to give his portion of the report at this point. Are there objections to that?
My question wasn't answered.
Oh, what was your question, Green?
Yes. And I don't know if Lawrence's about Pierre was addressed, but my question was about KPFT's transmitters.
Oh yeah.
And then
to respond to the chair's request. Yes, I object. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Okay, so hold on. Serene's initial, Bernard, Serene wants the response on the question of the transmission.
The KPFT?
Yeah.
Well, we've just been extended another license on the short-term low power. Obviously, we want to get that fixed, and obviously that's going to cost us money that we don't have at the moment. But we have been given an extension on the low power transmission right now for another 6 months at least. So, you know, that's obviously one of the front of mind things for us.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. All right. I take it that Carolyn wants to ask Bernard a question here and now.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes. What is your point of order?
Our agenda has a 15-minute time limit on the IED's report.
Have we passed that? Yes, we have. And we've just extended. Okay, so we have to end now with the IED's report. And as I said previously, I would suggest that people send him questions, and you can send questions.
Yeah, please feel free.
To the list. He's totally accessible and responsive.
I'm not on the list, I have to say. Not on the list, but I'm on ed@pacifica.org.
Okay, but I'm going to ask Otis to add you to the list and see that that happens. Okay, so now we're moving on to the the CFO's report. I apologize. Raul, are you there? Hello, Raul. There's some terrible rattling going on.
Yes, I am.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was on mute.
Thank you.
I was on mute.
Yeah, everybody goes on mute.